Well, turning out of Labor's campaigning, and the Prime Minister was in Adelaide this morning and dropped in on her old school to make another education promise. Julia Gillard announced a plan to deal with the teacher shortage by fast-tracking other professionals into the industry. She also focused on an issue that worries many South Australians, water. Samantha Hawley is travelling with the Prime Minister, and I spoke to her a short time ago as she was about to get on a flight in Adelaide. So, Sam, can you tell us more about what Julia Gillard promised on education today?
Well, as we know, she's making education a key policy area for the election. She says education is key to the economic success of this country. She made a number of announcements yesterday on this issue, today again. Basically, what she's done is said that she plans to fast-track professionals into teaching. So accountants, engineers, lab technicians, even journalists, I guess, will be able to do an 8-week course and then have 2 years of training in the classroom to become qualified teachers. She says that will attract the best and the brightest into the profession. The government would fund 50% of the fees associated with that, and it would cost $16 million. And she says that's all offset in the forward estimates. People would be able to receive about $10,000 to undertake that. Her particular focus is on science and maths teachers. That's the sort of people they want to get in there.
This is about bringing people into teaching from all walks of life. We know we're short of maths teachers, we're short of science teachers. We know that our teaching workforce is ageing. I want to make sure that we are able to add to Australia's great teachers with new people who want to come into teaching. Maybe after a lifetime in a profession, they want to bring those skills into teaching.
That's the Prime Minister, Julia Gillard. Now, Sam, she made this announcement in her old school. What sort of reaction did she receive?
A rousing reception and extended applause. They were all incredibly excited to have her there. A little later at a press conference, she was asked to give away a few home secrets, asked about some of the mischief she might have got up to. And she did reveal that once she put a whole box full of washing powder into a washing machine, and she put a cactus into a cake that she was making. She often makes the point that she's not a fantastic cook. I also spoke to a couple of the school students that were there, and they are amazed that the Prime Minister has walked the same halls that they're walking and that she lived in the same area that they live in, and they feel like they do have a lot to live up to, and they certainly see it as great motivation for them.
Well, the other major policy focus for the Prime Minister was water. Did she make any major announcements to deal with the state's water problems?
Julia Gillard has promised to buy back all the water required to save the River Murray. She says she'll fully accept all the buyback recommendations in the Murray-Darling Basin draft report. That's due out after the election. It was due out in June, but that's been held off until after the election, until after the caretaker period is over. The problem with her promise here is that it's not costed. We won't know until after the election how much that would cost, and we won't know until that draft report is released. But she says there's already $3 billion in the current budget for buying back water, and she'll adjust the budget there if she needs to in the future.
And you're about to get on a plane. Do you know where you're heading?
We don't. We're never told until we're sitting with our seat belts fastened and the wheels are in the air. So I'm sorry, I can't inform you about where we're heading.
Sam Hawley, travelling with the Prime Minister, thank you.